oh, so I'm not broken forever. There is hope for me.
Yes, there is hope, because the prophet Isaiah, looking ahead to the coming Messiah, Jesus, writes in Isaiah 61, "The Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." And that's our topic. I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Susie Peck, the Global Director for TWR Women of Hope, joins us. And Susie, talk to us about how you share hope to the many sexually broken women all around the world.
Of course, the times when I share that, we're radio, and when I am in an audience and I see people's reaction, I know what kind of tone I should give and how careful I should be. But on radio, we don't see their faces, so we are extra careful. So we make sure that we are telling them the whole time that we understand what they're going through or the pain, and that we look from different perspectives, but we try to point them to Christ to make sure, listen, it is hurting now. And the path for healing may be long, it may be uncomfortable, but it's possible. In Christ, it's possible. He heals the brokenhearted. And so I believe the prayers, first of all, for these people. And then for media, I am so thankful for media. I'm a firm believer in media because we bring this message to people. And they're there sometimes by themselves. They don't have anybody to talk to, but they listen. And they go like, oh, so I'm not broken forever. There is hope for me. You know, in Christ, my story can be different. I can go from brokenness to beauty.
Amen. You can learn more about TWR Women of Hope when you go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.